Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Jackson Dirangu is a Kenyan journalist who we spoke to about a week ago, actually, talking about the protests in Kenya. Now we have news coming through that Kenyan president has dissolved his cabinet. Thank you very much, Jackson, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamelo, and thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you giving us time. So let's just maybe talk about what has happened since the last time you and I spoke.
Oh, I remember. The last time we spoke, we were still in protest.
Yes.
The last time we spoke, we were still protesting against the finance bill. And things have changed. Things have taken a different turn. Right now, we're no longer protesting about the finance bill, but we're celebrating that our words have been heard.
Hmm.
So let me take you back that we did away with the finance bill. Like it wasn't any more about the finance bill. It was more about the cost of living,
mm-hmm.
more about the money has been squandered, each left, right, and center, and the leaders that we have that are not helping us and not giving us development. So that has been the elephant in the room. And can I tell you about today? The cabinet secretary, the entire cabinet secretary have been removed by the president. And we are grateful because he's heard what we are trying to say. We have to tell him.
So there were you know, people who, analysts who were saying, yes, this bill looks like it's gone, but it's not quite gone. There are elements in your constitution that allow it to be brought back again. Is that still true?
So far, that is not really known, but it seems to be true because people are saying that if we do not do away completely with the finance bill, mm-hmm. some of these things that we are trying to fight might be somehow squeezed in. So the mission is not just to remove the cabinet secretary, but the mission is also to make sure it does not go back, to make sure that enough is enough. Like, we do not want that. Let's redo the whole thing again and let us make it constitutional.
That there was a sense that there needed to be a dialogue in how the protesters were treated, that it was not necessary for the hard nature in which, you know, the police and the army dealt with the protesters. Have you made any progress in that regard? You know, has the government actually admitted to being, you know, hard-handed?
No, the government cannot admit to that. The government, the president did a press conference with all the press personalities, and he said the police did their best to make sure the country is safe. But then he didn't come through and just say, I'm sorry for blah, 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 blah. People are dead because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm.
But then he didn't act remorseful at then. So that's when people threatened to go back and do the protests.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to listen to us. We had to get into a Twitter space. You've heard about the Twitter space we were in with the president? Yeah, we went to a Twitter space in a point where we were actually questioning, why haven't you done this? Promise this. You haven't done this. Yeah.
So what then got him here? I know that, you know, the citizens of Kenya had been unhappy with the cost of living and the bill being one of the things that got everybody agitated. But what got the president here, where he then finally made a call on dissolving his cabinet?
We've been looking through at what brought him here, and I think it's his advisors. And you see, who are his advisors?
Mm-hmm.
His advisors are the cabinet secretaries who come and say, my people need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But then if they don't report right, we are at a point where we are because he has been misadvised.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does not run the country by himself. He has people.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, according to Article 1, the Constitution, it says all sovereign power belongs to the people of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And these people of Kenya may exercise their supreme power either directly or democratically through our representatives. And you see, these representatives are the CSs. So if they can't do their job, then he's caught in a dilemma, in a conundrum where we want development, we want stuff done, and do not unless he fires his bad people.
Is this decision going to actually affect real change, or do you think this is just a bit of a bandage?
Quarter. So just removing your people or removing so before he formed the cabinet, he said he wants to give back to his people. So it's mostly about friendship, mostly about family. So this is just a quarter. Removing the cabinet secretary is just a quarter. We want development done in institutions. We want hospitals taken care of. It's just not be much now, but in the long run, it will add up to the whole thing.
So, I mean, the things you're referring to now, as you just said, you know, are long-term gains. But in the meantime, in the immediate term, what would the people of Kenya like to see happen?
So, we like to see change mostly. Over time, our parents have lived in a place where they were fearful. They are fearful about if we speak up, if we criticize the government, what would people say? But now Gen Z are in a point where, or millennials are in a point where we want change. So what we want is more than this. What we want is just not corruption that we're seeing. People have been squandering money for kids, for example, scholarship money, and then the promise to pay back. And then people don't have, stuff has been happening left, right, and center. Money has been stolen. You see CSA is having money being caught with $250 million all over. So we want change. We want hospitals being taken care of. Now, interns right now being taken into our hospitals. The counties, money in the counties being spent properly. The other day, our CS in sports was told to account for all the money going into Paris Olympics. We want it accounted and we want to see how you spend that money. Meaning, we want change. We want just more than what you're giving us. We want a well-organized government.
Well, thank you so much. I'll leave you there. Thank you so much for that update. Jackson Dirangu is a Kenyan journalist, as we were just catching up on the news coming through that the president has dissolved his cabinet. What led him to this point? And obviously, as you can hear, a lot of movement in Kenya. As the news develop, we'll obviously come and bring it to you. But for now, it does seem like things are calm and a little bit of relief, it sounds like. But obviously, a long way to go to make the people of Kenya happy.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.